Blog Talk Radio.
Realized that we set the show for 15 minutes once again, so whoops.
We better talk fast.
This is going to be a quick one, I guess.
Three of it was already used from your super long intro.
We're down to 12 minutes, and that's even if we're on the air.
I'm trying.
We'd like to keep this thing as professional as possible.
Yeah, we're so professional.
High tech and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if we are on the air, I'm going to start things off while she's checking it.
I'm checking.
We're off to Florida tomorrow.
Woohoo!
And we're really excited. I mean, we're the type of people like to make the best of everything, but there's supposed to be a lot of rain.
A lot of rain.
Yeah, they've got a tropical storm going on down there, and we're showing up right in the midst of it. So we're prepared. We brought ponchos for the first time ever, or I did.
You did. I just have my regular thing that I can't get the thing to play. So I'm gonna.
She's checking.
I'm gonna keep trying.
And I brought booties, which are absolutely ridiculous.
There's nothing manly about booties. Like, when you say booties, it sounds like baby.
I don't, you know, we really kind of went off the rails as far as me being manly a long time ago, so I'm not really worried about the booties. So we're ready to go. I mean, we're ready to have our fun and to get down to Florida, and it's going to at least be warm, so that'll be nice. Not that it's warm in New York.
It's going to be a break from the kids, from the
house,
from the dogs, like, just
from everything.
Just you and me, baby.
Yeah, which is going to be fun. I wanted to thank the Behind the Ears podcast one more time for last weekend. They're raising money for Give Kids a World. So if you get a chance, go check out Behind the Ears.
Yeah.
We did. They did a day-long live feed. I think it went from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. I anchored it and showed up at the last 45 minutes. Had a great time. Cousin Danny and... Mr. Chris.
So you're doing that because you think you're funny.
I'm doing that because I know it drives them crazy.
Oh, okay.
They do a really great job. It's a great podcast, and they raise money for a really great cause. So get over there, check it out. They're still going to be raising money for the rest of the month. So if you could spare a couple dollars or even more.
Did you donate?
I donated my time.
Oh.
I donated a few bags.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Nice.
Which they haven't got a hold of me to send them yet, so I hope they still want them.
I'm sure they do. They're probably still just getting everything organized.
Yeah. We're just going to discuss a couple quick things and then we'll get out of here because we have a ton of packing and everything to do. We've done nothing so far.
That's not true. I packed.
You're packed?
My suitcase is good to go.
Oh, I haven't packed yet.
Well, hurry up.
Well, you probably have like woman things to do.
What kind of woman thing?
I don't know, like eyebrows and...
No, I have to do my nails.
See? So she's got that going for her. We always panic. You know, you always feel like you're going to forget something.
Yeah.
So we've been running around and trying to make sure we have our... annual pass cards. Did you ever find our daughter's card or your card?
I gave you mine, or I gave you hers. I'm not sure where mine is. I'll just get a new one.
Yeah, so we run around looking for that stuff, make sure we have magic bands.
Did you pack those?
I did pack those.
We're going to be just like, asking each other, did you remember that? Did you remember this?
Yeah, and that's how it goes for every trip for us. And this is a real short one. We're only going to be there for 4 days, and you still feel overwhelmed. Like, there's so much to do. You go crazy. And before we get into any of the Disney news, I'll mention Danny's little venture. She's told me that she loves doing podcasts, but she can't stand the sound of my voice. So what she's decided to do to remedy that.
You're telling it all wrong.
That she's going to do her own podcast.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with you. I know you like to make everything about you. It's actually something I've wanted to do for years, but what's wrong with you?
I almost just took a drink from my drink with a bottle cap still on it.
We really need to start putting these on video.
Go ahead, continue.
Anyway, it's something I've wanted to do for a long time because I've always been involved with helping women in one way or another, whether it was the women's group that I used to run or through my coaching or the salon I used to have. But I've just met lots and lots of interesting women along the way. So
you're going to be doing interviews.
Interviews. And some of them I'll do on my own just to talk about my own story and stuff. But it's focused on women who are trying to achieve balance in their life with sort of like a health and wellness spin to it, just because that's what I'm into.
So all women, or are you going to have men on eventually?
Probably all women.
Sounds sexist.
It's very sexist. We're going to talk about how much we hate men and how
awful
they are.
That's what it usually turns into, isn't it?
Yeah. But so the podcast, I haven't figured out when it's going to air yet. I have 5 interviews scheduled already, and then we'll probably start airing either next week or the week after. Podcast is called Bells in Balance because I had to get a little Disney spin in there. And yeah, I'm excited about it.
Awesome. I look forward to hearing it.
Thank you.
When's that start?
I just said.
I know, but I got tailing off looking at stuff on the computer. Like,
I don't have dates yet. It's probably going to be the week after next, but I don't know for sure.
Nice.
Yeah. You can follow us on Facebook. There's a Facebook page called Bells and Balance, and it's I'll be announcing everything on there.
I had a little issue today, and it has nothing to do with Disney. It just has to do with our podcast. I've got a drink down here, and I'm putting a cap on it for a reason, because...
You're a big baby.
Well, no, I'm not a big baby. I'm a realist. I came down earlier today. We have a studio set up. It's not huge. It's like a 12 by 12 area, and most of that's filled in with toys. So we actually have about a 6 by 6 area, so it's pretty tight in here. So I came down to do a little research for the podcast, because we do semi-prepare.
Yeah.
Not too much. We don't want to get too prepared. I sat down, turned on the computer, and I looked to my right, and I have a little toy lightsaber sitting there. And I noticed this giant bug on it, and I'm assuming it's like a moth. So I look closer, and I realize it's like a hornet, like one of those big, nasty monster hornets. So I let out like a squeal. I was like, I ran out of the studio. Because I know we have a fly swatter. Like,
our dog just came in to see what was wrong.
What's the nonsense? I ran into our laundry room, and I grab the fly swatter and come booking back, and I walk into the studio, and it's gone. I can't see it anywhere. I know what's in here because it's an enclosed area, so I'm freaking out. I'm, like, immediately feeling bugs on the back of my neck, like crawling on my legs. So I'm kind of searching, and it's a little dark. We like to keep it kind of dimly lit because we do live feeds on here, and bright light is not my friend. Darkness is my friend. So, I realize I'm not going to find this thing, and I go upstairs to find, like, every chemical we have in the house. I grab bug spray. I was going to get Drano and, like, wish Drano at the ceiling found it. So I came back down, and luckily it was on – we have a small window above our computer area. And right above that, or just to say below that, we have a shelf with, like, Darth Vader and Darth Maul and all these Star Wars helmets. I didn't care. Those are, like, my prized possessions. I could care less. All I cared about was killing that –
So did you
monster.
Knock all that stuff over?
I knocked a lot of it over. I immediately took like the 3 biggest swipes I could at this thing. And like Kylo Ren came flying at me and these little, they're like different helmets from all the different Star Wars characters. They were falling off. Legos were breaking. And I ended up sifting through all this stuff and the body was there. So I did kill it. We are safe in here today.
Yeah. What are the chances of that happening again, though, is what I was trying to say.
I don't know, but I'm constantly looking now.
Yeah.
My eyes are like darting throughout the studio. Like, is there another one behind there? They got to go more than one, right?
Yeah. So basically what you guys have taken away from this podcast tonight is that Rudy wears booties and he's afraid of bugs.
Yeah, basically. So I managed to fight through that. And said, I mean, the other option was just burning the house down. And
I'm really glad that you didn't do that.
I'm sitting there like staring at that bee like, I don't want anything to do with it. Would it be that bad if I just burned our house and collected the insurance and then moved on from scratch? But
we have 4 minutes left because you just took 10 minutes to tell that story.
I'm so sorry, but it really affected me.
Okay.
My heart's still pounding just thinking
just
about
thinking
it. Yeah, but I won, so.
All right, you better get on with the show.
All right, here. I'm going to get on real quick, do some quick Disney news, and then we're going to get out of here. One of the things that we're going down for that we're really excited about is The Incredibles 2 sneak peek is happening at the what's the theater where Walt's Life is there?
One Man's Dream.
One Man's Dream. It's going through June 29th, but there's a catch.
What's the catch?
They're only showing it between 9 and 10 a.m., so I'm not sure if we'll get up in time to see
it. Oh, really?
It.
No, we probably won't.
The reason for that is they're showing it before the park opens for annual pass holders only. So it's going to be 10 minutes of the movie, which is kind of cool. The first 10 minutes.
Awesome. Oh, it's the first 10 minutes?
Yeah, and we'll see how we feel. If we're awake and have nothing better to do, we'll cruise over there. If not, we will. If we're up early and that's something we want to do and check out the park for a little bit, then go back and nap. And then go back again for Galactic Nights would be cool, too.
Yeah? I don't think I'm going to need to go back and nap.
If you're up at 9 and you're staying up until 1?
Oh, we're staying up until 1?
Yeah, that's that night party for Galactic Nights. And I'll mention that as well. Galactic Nights is that same night on the 27th, Sunday night. Very excited for that. I'm a huge Star Wars geek, and it should be a lot of fun. They're going to have Warwick Davis going to be there. The guy that plays Chewbacca. Can't pronounce his name, so I'm going to try. And we're also bought the tasting package as well. So there's a bunch of Star Wars-inspired drinks and food, which most of it you probably won't be able to eat.
I know.
So that'll be more for me.
Well, I'll just eat, like, the meat and the vegetables and stuff off of it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Oh, speaking of, what are we down to here in time? We're going to pick and choose what we see. Oh, we have 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Woo-hoo!
We saw Solo last night.
We did.
So we might as well get that in real quick without giving any spoilers or any plot line. I mean, you know where the story ends up in the end anyway, but regardless of which, we won't give any of away.
It was so good.
It was a very good movie. The guy that played Han Solo.
Man, he had that down.
He really did. Like, he had the mannerisms down. He kind of had the look.
Yeah.
Donald Glover as Lando was phenomenal. Like,
Donald Glover could, like, recite the alphabet, and I would be, like...
He's so cool and so mellow.
Yeah. I think he's, like, the coolest guy ever.
Well, the first scene they had of him, like, the second he opened his mouth, I mean, it sounded like Lando.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Which was a lot of fun. And, of course, you got to see a little more of Chewie.
Yep.
You can never go wrong with Chewie.
Nope.
A lot of the new characters were very cool. I won't get into them, because I guess that could be considered a spoiler as well, but...
Right.
I mean, good enough Woody Harrelson's in there.
It was cool to see it's Emilia Clarke, right? From Game of Thrones. It was cool to see her in a different role, and she was very good in it, I thought.
Yeah, I don't recognize her. She doesn't have that crazy white wig on from Game of Thrones.
No, I know. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, but...
She was really good at it. And they had, you know, had a lot of the old touches to it, you know, the old feel with some Star Destroyers and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you felt like you were in the old school Star Wars galaxy. The story was really decent. It was well written.
Yep.
A lot of fun, a lot of action. So if you get a chance, definitely go see it. We were lucky enough to see it early for the fan event.
Yeah.
Which was at 6 o'clock we got to see it.
We got to see it a little early.
Yeah, we got a poster with it and some buttons, so that was really cool. And we're out of time already. Can you believe it?
We've got 59 seconds.
Yeah, let me just mention the winner of the prize package that we're giving away is Elspeth French. So, Elspeth, if you're listening, get a hold of me, give me your address, and I will get that little prize package out to you.
What's in the prize package?
You don't know. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
It's a surprise.
Oh, all right.
It's a surprise package. So, and we will see everybody at the meet and greet Saturday night. If you
tomorrow
can be there,
we'll
be there
tomorrow
night. It's crazy. It's going to be at Trader Sam's Grotto.
Unless it's pouring rain, and then we're going to move it to the Wave.
Yes, we will announce it by noon.
Yes, it'll be, if you guys are in the Facebook group, it'll be in the event.
In the event section. So we will let you guys go. We will post plenty of pictures and videos and nonsense from our trip. So get into the Crazy for Disney Facebook group quickly. And we will see you guys tomorrow.